There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This young man's a stud. When he was coming out of school, you saw talent and you're just like, go to the right place. He had to work on some stuff. He obviously has worked on that stuff, but you just can't coach this. This is Big Ben. This is Justin Herbert plus. That is uncoachable traits. Patriots, you got a guy. Here's the thing, you got a guy. All you got to do is not mess it up. If you put some decent talent around this guy, you're going to be right back where you were in that those playoff Super Bowl conversations. This young man looks absolutely tremendous.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. You can jump in line on what the Patriots will do, should do at the trade deadline. It's the biggest day out there.
Yes, sir.
Really in our country's history. Already three trades in the NFL just this morning.
Jonathan Mingo dealt.
Oh, my God.
Look out.
Sir Darius Smith.
Oh, by the way, Nick, do you have the, just to alert people, this isn't a trade. I'm not saying it's a trade, but if you hear this sound.
But if there were a trade.
If there's a trade between now and 2 o'clock, we can hand it off to Hart and Arcane if they want it. But if there's a trade between now and 2 o'clock, yeah. No matter what the trade.
But what's it going to sound like?
Big nor small, it'll be sound like this.
Yes! That was so good!
And then, of course, we will go to the NFL trade desk with our very own Billy Laney. He will inform us as to what the trade is, yeah. What went down, the details.
How many phones are you working over there, Laney, today?
A lot of phones.
At least seven.
Seven phones. Seven different phones.
Schefter's got two.
Yep. And we got
Scoops Keith has three.
Tweet Deck is up.
You got Tweet Deck up
tweet
in there?
Tweet Deck is up.
Nice.
Trades, whatever it might be. So we will have you. Maybe your favorite football team makes a deal today. We will be the first one to pass along.
Yeah, so that's not just Patriots news. That's any trade in the NFL.
Yeah. Of course, if you have TweetDeck, you might find it before us. the news is available to everybody, for being honest. Times are a-changing.
Look, he's going to find news in unconventional places.
That's right.
And so,
Diana
Rossini. He's got it covered.
Caveat on that one.
Back there. Yeah, no, we might need two. If it's Rossini, we might need a second source.
Trade deadline days are always a lot of fun.
You
never know what's going to happen. I woke up this morning. I'm like, I don't think Jonathan Mingo is going to get traded. And then sure enough, sure as shooting, Jonathan Mingo traded.
I'll tell you, I woke up today, and the only thing I was thinking about is I'm like, I think Khalil Herbert's getting moved.
You think so?
Yeah.
You were right.
Yeah, I did.
I got something to tell you.
The only thing I woke up thinking about.
I was thinking about D'Angelo's subs. Coming an hour. They're in an hour. I like to wait until 11:30 to shove my sub down my throat.
Yeah, you do eat it
quickly.
I mean, very like
the quickest here.
Like sometimes I have
double take. Yeah, did you eat the whole sub? Yes, I did.
I don't want to, rank how fast we all eat, but I'm the fastest.
I am the fastest for sure. If we're racing how fast the food goes down,
it is
that's me.
It's a little uncomfortable to watch.
That's all right.
But that was Dan Orlovsky. Speaking of uncomfortable, and already the Twitch chat's like, oh, Orlovsky, shut up.
Seriously,
you guys got a dude.
You said don't play him. You said for all the money in the world you wouldn't play him.
And he said, I might have had Nick clip it out of that cut, but there's a longer cut where he's like, I had some reservations about him, and clearly he's worked on everything.
Couldn't pay me enough to start Drake May.
Shut up.
That's insane.
Shut up.
First of all,
clearly he's worked on it. That's like Van Pelt being like, he couldn't have played week one, but he's good to play now because he worked on everything.
I'm like, all right.
Would you guys shut up?
Whatever.
He should have played week one.
You think?
Orlovsky, you couldn't pay me enough to play him. Now he's like, you got a dude?
You
Get
got a dude.
Here.
Yep, they
Get
got a
out
dude.
Of here.
Good pick, Elliot. You found a dude. Of course, you had the third pick. There were three quarterbacks. You got the third one.
You got yourself a dude.
The other two might be dudes as well.
Yeah, a lot of dudes in this draft.
A lot of dudes.
So many dudes.
Not on the Patriots. Second round, they whiffed
on
a dude.
They had one dude.
They had one dude.
Okay, so speaking of that, I heard Arcan ranting and raving about this yesterday. I thought it was a good take. Have they failed Drake May? Have the Patriots failed Drake May? Yes.
Yeah, of course they have. They did it the moment they hired Gerard Mayo and Alex Van Pelt. That was not the key to unlocking a great rookie quarterback. You either go offensive head coach, Sean McVay style, or if you really love Gerard Mayo so much, you go with a much more experienced play caller.
So I think that's interesting. So you think they failed him much more in the coaching than the roster?
Yes, okay. I do. I think you can point back to coaching a lot when it comes to these guys. And some of the quarterbacks that were quote-unquote broken and then fixed, I don't know if they like just figured it out year two or year three, or maybe they got a much better coach in there, and then they were able to sort of fix it. I think the roster is a major thing, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, see,
really
bad
O-line,
bad court. I would lean roster over the coaching, but yeah. I get it. I mean, the coaching is bad. The coaching is terrible, and you saw it before halftime again where everybody was freaking out. Watching the Patriots just run Jamichael Hasty into the middle of the line and then run again on third and short. And it's just, yeah, they're exposed as a coaching staff
The coaching, I think, concerns me a little bit more because I think what you can have. So look at Josh Allen, right? A lot of people want to compare Drake May to Josh Allen. So Josh Allen starts week two, his rookie year, and then
plays week one, starts week two.
Yeah, gets a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And he's got Brian Daboll there, kind of instilling some good habits, putting him in a place, like, you know, running, passing, getting him a little bit better. And then they trade for Steph Diggs, and boom, they're better. But I think the coaching was a huge part of, like, kind of unlocking him, and then the receiver was there. It's a lot easier, I think, to add that big-time playmaker to, like C.J. Stroud, although, actually, I guess maybe that one's going the other way. But the if you change coordinator or coach now, I feel like that's when guys really struggle. Like, Baker Mayfield had, like, three offensive coordinators in 3 years in Cleveland. He's a good player. You saw it again last night. Like, he's a good player, but you kept, like, yo-yoing him around with, like, a different offense and a different voice and a different this. So maybe I'll be surprised. Maybe Mayo and Van Pelt will be the right guys for Drake May. But I feel like if you get that wrong, you can kind of slow down the process of how good he can really be. I think you can always add that big-time playmaker to it, and then those guys can just sort of they can hit the ground running, whereas the coaching thing, I think, is significant.
Yeah, so I have more of a gripe about the roster, and I voted I want the Patriots to be buyers today. Okay. I don't expect them to buy, but I want them to go identify a player and add them to the roster. And I'm okay with peeling off K.J. Osborne. I just don't think you're going to get anything for him, so just cut him. Like, that's not like a trade you have to make. That's not selling. I haven't wanted him since week one. I watched him for 1 week in the opener against the Bengals in a win, and I'm like, I don't want that guy anymore. So those are extraneous pieces that it's more about playing younger guys in the receiver room. I want them to buy. That's not my expectation as to what they're going to do. No. And most of you agree, about three quarters of you, 73% in our show poll at Jones and Keefe, think the Patriots are going to be sellers today. It is more about the roster for me, but they did fail him with the coaching hires. There's no arguing that. Defensive guy who was never even a coordinator on the job for the first time, and a guy who's been in the league forever and never called plays, outside of when the head coach physically couldn't be there because he was sick, those are the guys you gave to Drake May. So, yeah, they failed him. Arcan's right about that. They failed him in a variety of ways. My bigger issue is with the roster, and I don't appreciate the Dan Orlovsky's of the world. Or maybe Merrill Hodge. I forgot about this.
The factor back.
Merrill Hodge. Was that his nickname?
Yeah, he was the factor back.
The factor back.
Yeah, yeah. Wins or not. Guy's got like a thick tie knot.
Oh, yeah.
The thickest.
I think
it's like three ties.
If you were going to rank tie knots.
Yeah. No, number one.
Top tier.
Not close.
Top tier tie knot.
Yep.
Remember when Merrill Hodge said anyone who drafts Drake May should be fired? I had forgotten about that, but I do remember that.
I do remember. Yeah, that's a wild take. I do remember when all the quarterbacks that got drafted in the first round and we looked at where they were, everybody across the board said Drake May in the worst spot.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you can't like overcome it and dig yourself out, but when you factor in coaching, play calling, offensive line, and skill positions, all four of those, if you gave a grade to each one and then added it up, he had the biggest uphill climb, and it really wasn't close.
Drake May will get you fired.
Wow.
Drake May might be the only thing that keeps Elliott Wolf around for another year. It's sort of the opposite of that.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't know if Merrill Hodge is sticking to his guns, but
Gray's kind of player gets fired.
I'll respect Merrill Hodge way more if he just leans in on that.
He's like, I told you guys.
As opposed to flip-flopper Orlovsky over there.
Yeah, no, he's all over the
Merrill
place.
Merrill Hodge should just be like, has he won any games?
No.
Merrill Hodge, he should lean in like I was doing yesterday on the pick and overtime. Like, I have way more respect for sticking to your guns on that than doing what spineless Orlovsky's doing.
Oh, yeah, no, he's just like...
And, like, trying to curry favor after he... blew the evaluation so badly.
Whatever the way the wind blows with Orlovsky. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know if the factor back has checked in on May. But if Drake May could trade places with any other rookie, I think he would. Or he should. I mean, he's going to say he says all the right things. He speaks highly of Mayo. He speaks highly of his teammates. He speaks highly of Van Pelt. But if he could go play in Chicago with all those receivers and their running back and their tight end, if he could go play in Washington, if he could go play with their play caller, or Denver with their play caller, or Minnesota. I mean, J.J. McCarthy's out for the year injured, but you don't think a lot of quarterbacks would want to play for Kevin O'Connell? Look what Sam Darnold's doing.
Seriously.
So, yeah, he is in the worst spot by far.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!